It's time now for your afternoon financial report. I'm Cody Ross, Northern News Network. U.S. stocks drifted to a mixed finish. The S&P 500 closed little change today after a two-day winning streak erased nearly two-thirds of last week's steep loss. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.1% and the NASDAQ Composite edged up 0.1%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market following the latest report on the U.S. economy to come in hotter than forecast. And Billings-based First Interstate Bank System, Inc. reported first quarter net income of $58.4 million today, showing earnings of 57 cents per share. The results topped Wall Street expectations, which was for earnings of 53 cents per share. First Interstate Bank stock closed up today by 0.2% at $26.57, a gain of 5 cents a share. I'll be back with a look at stock indexes after this.
When Torgerson's recently acquired five of the former Titan Machinery dealerships, it was kind of a game changer. Now this region's legacy Case IH Ag Equipment Company has added Case Construction Equipment to their Torgerson lineup. With Case skid steers, N-Series backhoe loaders, and compact track loaders. Or how about the powerful Case G-Series wheel loaders for the most demanding construction, farms, or feedlot Case Construction Equipment. Now at Torgerson's or go to Torgerson.biz.
If your tractor needs to be fixed, you go to a tractor mechanic, not a car shop. So if you want to grow your agriculture business, shouldn't you go to a lender that specializes in agriculture? That's AgWest Farm Credit. We've been 100% focused on agriculture for over 100 years. So we understand your challenges, and we have the deep financial knowledge and experience to help you reach your goals and grow your future. See how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Now here's a look at how stock indexes closed today. The S&P 500 added 1 point to finish at 5,071. The Dow retreated 42 points, closing at 38,460, down 0.1%. And the NASDAQ inched up 16 points, ending at 15,712, up 0.1%. On the New York Mercantile, crude oil lost 45 cents to close at $82.81 per barrel, down 0.5%. And platinum fell $10.20, finishing at $912.60 per ounce, down 1.1%. And palladium dropped $19.80, closing at $1,007 per ounce, down 1.9%. In COMREX trading, gold slipped $10.10, closing at $2,332 per ounce, down 0.4%. And silver dipped 10 cents to close at $27.26 per ounce, also down 0.4%. I'm Cody Ross, and those are your afternoon financials from the Northern News Network.